A 55-year-old man found guilty of the murder of his mother in County Kerry has been sentenced to life in prison. Billy Burns had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murder of Miriam Burns at her home in Killarney in August of 2022. Our reporter Sharon Lynch was in court this morning and she joins us now. Sharon, first of all, will you remind us of the death of Miriam Burns?
Well, yes, Rachel. Well, at the opening of the trial, the court heard that Billy Burns was living rough in Killarney at the time and had returned home to visit his mother on the 12th of August 2022 when some sort of row took place. And it appears that Burns returned to the house later that night and remained there overnight. Miriam Burns was last seen alive through a window of her house sometime between 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. And she had stopped responding to calls or texts later that night, and it's believed she was killed sometime after 10 p.m. Now, Billy Burns was seen leaving the following morning. He returned later that night and left with a rucksack containing items from the house, which he later tried to dispose of and burn in an attempt to destroy evidence, the court was told. And when the family became concerned about Miriam Burns, they asked neighbours to check on her, and she was found dead in her living room on the 15th of August. And she had died from asphyxia due to manual strangulation along with blunt force trauma to her head. Now, Billy Burns was arrested on the 16th of August and was rearrested in February 2023 as a result of further investigations. Now, psychiatrists for the prosecution and the defence had differed in their opinions about whether Billy Burns, who was suffering from a manic episode related to bipolar disorder when he killed his mother, qualified for a special verdict of not guilty of murder by reason of insanity. But after deliberating for more than 6 hours last Friday, the jury found him guilty of murder by unanimous verdict.
What happened today then?
Well, today Miss Justice Karen O'Connor sentenced Billy Burns to the mandatory term of life imprisonment, and passing sentence, she noted the family's decision not to provide a victim impact statement to the court. She conveyed her condolences to Miriam Burns' family, friends and neighbours, who she said had displayed extraordinary dignity and composure at all times despite hearing heartbreaking evidence of the violent nature of their mother's death. And she acknowledged the unimaginable grief for those left behind. Justice Karen O'Connor said those present in court for the trial had received an insight into the type of person Miriam Burns was, noting that despite bringing up her family on her own, the 75-year-old always had a big smile for everyone and was always glamorous. The judge said she had a strong sense that the deceased was a hardworking woman who looked after her family and was committed to all of them. And she added that the love and grief this family feels was palpable during the trial, and it's a testament to the love she gave to all of you, she said.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Our reporter, Sharon Lynch.